By to the nature of my relation to the order, I mean its general character. That character is determined by the nature of the various particular relations in which I stand to the order. Relations which shade one into another, and which are more easily distinguished than separated. Probably the most obvious relation in which I stand to the order is that of founder, in the sense of being the one who, more than anybody else, was responsible for the order's coming into existence. Closely connected with my relation to the order as founder is my relation to it as preceptor, that is, as conferrer of ordination. For the order came into existence, and I became related to it as its founder only when, 22 years ago, I conferred the first Dharmachari and Dharmacharini ordinations, as we now call them. Though closely connected with each other, however, the two relations are to some extent separable, or, more precisely, are separable from a certain point in time onwards. As you know, last year I started sharing the responsibility for conferring ordination, and the point at which I did this was the point from which my relation to the order as founder became separable from my relation to the order as preceptor. The responsibility for founding the order cannot be shared, of course, the founding of the order being a unique historical event that took place once and for all and cannot take place again, at least not in the present world period. From the fact that my relation to the order as founder and my relation to the order as preceptor are to some extent separable, that is, separable from the point at which I started sharing the responsibility for conferring ordination, it follows that while I stand in the relation of founder to the whole order, or all order members, I stand in the relation of preceptor only to a part of the order, or some order members. To that part of the order to which I do not stand in the relation of preceptor, I stand in the relation of preceptor's preceptor. Thus, my relation to the order as founder is, in a way, more fundamental. A few minutes ago, I spoke of myself as the founder of the order in the sense of my being the one who, more than anybody else, was responsible for the order's coming into existence, more than anybody else. The use of the comparative degree was deliberate. It signified my awareness of the fact that others too were responsible for the order's coming into existence, albeit not responsible to the extent that I was, nor perhaps in the same kind of way. Though I may have taken the initiative, even have played the leading part, I did not found the order all on my own. I did not found the order single-handed. Indeed, it was impossible for me to found it single-handed. I could found it only by witnessing the going for refuge of others, and could witness their going for refuge only because they wanted me to witness it. Or, I could found the order only by ordaining people, and could ordain them only because they wanted me to ordain them. Thus, while I am the founder of the order, I am its founder only by courtesy of other people. I am its founder only because other people wanted the order to be founded and wanted me to be its founder. It therefore would be no less true to say that they founded the order with my cooperation than to say that I founded it with their cooperation.